It's a playoff version of the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Game one of the North Divisional Series here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium tonight. Freddies and Carolina Mudcats, best of three. Eric Bach happy to be joined by the hitting coach of the Fred Nats, Mike Habas. Mike, first of all, the regular season is done. Your first year in the Washington organization. You have any reflections as we begin the playoffs tonight?
No, I've just really enjoyed my time with the organization. You know, it's this organization's been very welcoming. For me only being here for a few months, it was kind of apparent in spring training that this is a close-knit group as far as, like, you know, the coaches and players and everybody, and they made me feel very welcome my first year.
You came to Washington from the Milwaukee organization, Carolina, obviously a Milwaukee Brewer affiliate. I think you know some people that'll be in that lineup against us tonight.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to, with all of the position players on field, I think I've probably coached about 90% of them. So it's going to be fun. You know, when you get into coaching, all you want is what's best for the players. So it's good to see those guys still having success, you know.
No doubt about that as we talk with Mike Habas here on Fred Nats On Deck. Okay, so these new draft guys that were taken in 2024 have not faced the Mudcats this season. The two teams have played 18 times, but these guys, talking about Siever King, Caleb Lomavita, Kevin Bazell, all in there tonight. I'm interested to know how you expect those guys to approach this situation. They've been here varying amount of time. Some of them have been here a month. Some of them have been here a little less than that. Just what have you thought about these guys, and what do you expect from them tonight?
Well, the great thing is that they've come in and worked hard. You know, you never really had to push them. They came in and working hard, which fits in well with the group that we have here. What I expect them to go out and just play the game. We talked about this a little before. It doesn't matter if it's the postseason, spring training. You know, everything's important, and you just try to go out there and play hard like these guys have been doing since they got here.
One thing that I've been specifically impressed with the new draft guys was talk specifically about Siever King first, is his situational approach, just doing whatever the situation calls for. I'm sure that's something that's impressed you as well.
Yeah, it's been good to have. You know, he does come with a little bit of a baseball knowledge of what he's trying to do, and a lot of it comes from just being confident in his abilities and just knowing that whatever the situation calls for is that he's going to try his best to get it done, and he's done a really good job of getting it done so far.
Post All-Star break, Elijah Green has been a different guy. I mean, the power numbers are up, OPSing well over 800. Obviously, there's a lot of adjustments that are made with hitters throughout the lineup throughout the season, but what has impressed you the most about Elijah post All-Star break that's allowed him to see some more results?
What's impressed me the most is his confidence. No matter what happens to him, you really can't tell the difference. There's been games where he's really struggled. It happened last week. You know, he struck out four times in a row, and on the fifth time he took a first pitch fastball about 410 to right field, which is just shows what he's capable of. So to me, it's the confidence. You know, it's easy to pick apart the physical aspect, especially when it comes to somebody like Elijah Green, but to me, it's what's between the ears that's really impressed me throughout this year that I've had him.
We'll see Jorge Lismota at third base tonight. He's been a fascinating guy for me, leading the league in infield hits, but also racking up triple-digit exit velos left and right. Where do you think Mota is right now as we head into the playoffs today?
He's a guy who just goes out there and plays. He's fun to watch because, like you said, he can, you know, run up the exit velocities, but he's also, watch him run as hard as he can and watch his helmet fly off as he runs to first base is fun to watch too. So, you know, I think he's in a good spot. He's competing with confidence, and that's really all you can ask for.
Kevin Bazell's in there tonight. He got off to a rough start with us results-wise. I think he started 4-for-26, but the skipper said it on Sunday that he was having some bad batted ball luck. Guys were making some plays, but now OPSing over 1,000 in his last 10. I mean, this is a guy that's going to hit in the middle of the lineup throughout these playoffs and hopefully producing like he has been.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is it's such a small sample size, especially for these draft guys, to not really fall in love and chase results right away. And Kevin is a guy who likes to go out there and compete. So it's good to see him just go and go about his business. And same thing, really doesn't waver, you know, when he had that rough stretch per results. But to me, nothing's really changed. Just the balls are finding grass now. So he's been doing a good job of being consistent and not trying to do too much, which can happen to guys, especially it being their first month in pro ball.
Brandon Pimentel is a guy that's been with us since opening day. Finishes the Carolina League RBI champion by 10, finished the league leader in total hits. I mean, this guy, we always talk about on the broadcast how he's just a winning player, whether that's coming through situationally on offense, playing great defense. What has Pimentel's season been through your eyes?
It's been a productive one. You know, when camp broke, he was guy who was coming here just to get some reps at first base and hit a little bit, and he's shown right away, having that first month that he had, that he's going to impact the baseball and impact the game, and he's done a really good job, and it's not my department, but he's done a really good job at first base, you know, helping these young infielders out by picking balls and doing a good job on top of, you know, it's easy to pick out the RBIs and all the other offensive categories he leads the team in. But overall, like I said, between offense, defense, clubhouse presence, you know, his demeanor, his work ethic, it all goes into where he's a guy that you root for. He's just a guy that you cheer for and that you're happy that he's having this success because you know he's a good person.
Let's shift the focus to this series. The two scheduled starting pitchers in games 1 and 2 are guys that we have seen 3 times each this season. Now that we're in a 2 out of 3 situation, we played a full 131-game season, does the approach shift to how are we going to specifically attack these guys? I mean, I know that you guys are doing that every single day in your scouts, but now, you know, it's kind of a 2 out of 3, need this win type of situation. Is there any change in the approach?
No, I actually talked to the hitters today about that. It's about the reason why we're here is because of these guys' work and approach and game plans going into games, and it's... you try to treat it the exact same, because if you start trying to change or do too much or trying to overthink things, you kind of fall into that paralysis state. So we just try to keep going about the same way and just hope that we come out on the winning end of these games.
Mike Cabas on Fred Nats on Deck. 7:05 first pitch playoff opener tonight. Mike, try to have some fun tonight. I know we will.
Always try to. It always depends, but I definitely will try, that's for sure.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.